And we welcome into the studio Amy Hallmark from the Waimakere District Libraries. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm really good. Thank you, Steph. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. So the school holidays are snuck up on me a wee bit, to be honest, Amy. So they start this Friday.
Yes, they do start this Friday. I can't believe it's already another school holidays. So I'd love to tell you about what we're going to be doing. So just so you know, we do have lots of things regardless of programming. You know, there is an Xbox. We've got usually puzzles and games out and colouring in, obviously loads of books and movies and music to enjoy. But if you're looking for some other extra little nibbits to do to fill the kids' time up, we've got a wonderful kind of Waiata performance coming up on the 28th of September between 1:30 and 2. And if it's a nice day, which we hope it is, we'll be just outside Rangiora Library singing up a storm, and there'll be lots of familiar tunes for people to join in. And it should be a really lovely, just wonderful family-friendly concert.
That's really cool. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
And we also have a robot rally, which you do need to book for. We've got these little tiny robots that you can program to do things. So it's a little bit of coding and a little bit of robot fun. Mm-hmm. So definitely just email or call us and book in a spot for those. There's a session in Kaiapoi, Rangiora and Oxford. So there's something there for everyone, no matter what library you're closest to.
Is there an age for that, Amy?
Yes, you have to be 6 or older.
Okay, so here's hoping maybe we'll get the teenagers involved and see if they can reprogram a robot to empty the dishwasher.
I know. that should have been invented years ago. And we've also got, which might be quite interested for the teenagers as well. This is for 10 plus. This is Dungeons and Dragons. Right. We did this last term and it was so popular, and we're hoping to create a club of Dungeons and Dragons. But before we do that, we're going to do another little bit of a workshop. So there's just two, one in Rangiora on the 3rd of October and one in Kaiapoi on the 4th of October, and you have to book as well.
Awesome. So Dungeons and Dragons, is that like called more of a board game card situation? Like, I don't know a lot about it, obviously.
No. It is a little bit. The way Kieran, he's amazing, who runs it, he actually is the dungeon master, and he sets out the tasks, and they go through different scenarios pretending to be goblins or whatever, and with the roll of the dice it tells you what's going to happen.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really, really fun.
You're never going to know what's going to happen to the roll of the dice, roll of the dice, right?
And Stranger Things has obviously made Dungeons and Dragons just massive. So I think a lot of the tamariki are really love it now. So it's up and up in popularity.
Great way to connect.
Yeah. And the final thing we have is our traditional mystery trail. So this time we've got a Kiwiana theme. So you've got to go around the library finding all these different little things like jandals, pavlova, power, and you've got to tick them off on a grid and try and get a line diagonally or the whole lot, and you could win a wonderful prize.
Oh, I like the sound of that. I always love coming along to those mystery trails. They're so much fun.
Yeah, and they're fun for adults as well, and we try and do mystery trails that everyone can get involved in. Yeah. So whether you're illiterate, you're still like a preschool, you could still go around and find the pictures and find it. Yeah.
Or if you have, some limited mobility as well too, you can be
definitely
longer.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, come along. Please enjoy the library and everything we have to offer, and we can't wait to see you in next week. Well, Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, Amy Hallmark from the Waimakere Libraries, and we'll see you down at the libraries. Have a good school holidays.
Cool, thank you so much.
Compass FM.